Other communities in Queensland are also preparing for extreme flood levels. A large part of the state is underwater. Three-quarters of Queensland's coal mines have been affected by the floods, with some economists predicting billions of dollars in lost export income. The state accounts for around half of Australia's coal exports. A reduced supply could push up prices, though, and that might offset losses from the floods. Sue Lannan reports.
The Queensland floods have hit the Bowen Basin, where many of Australia's coal mines are located. Water has inundated mines and cut off road, rail and port access. Sue Trin is a senior strategist with the Royal Bank of Canada.
Given Queensland represents about well over 50% of Australian coal exports, the fact that a lot of these potential coal exports have been stalled is likely to result in weaker export revenues and growth in the very near term for Australia.
Sue Trin says the overall impact on trade could be up to $9 billion in lost export income, cutting about 0.5% from economic growth. Chief Economist from AMP Capital Investors Shane Oliver sees a similar impact.
I've been thinking of a worst case of around 0.5% of GDP, which is about $6 or $7 billion. Obviously, the bulk of that will come via the disruption to coal exports, but obviously agriculture will be a big impact as well, and on top of that, simple disruption in any of the towns that have been affected. I think one has to bear in mind that these things are usually temporary in impact. There will be a rebound later in the year, but obviously we're going through the painful period right now.
Mid-sized miner MacArthur Coal says its half-year profit will be impacted by the floods, coming in at the lower end of predictions. Still, it's got products through to the major coal port at Dalrymple Bay. Wesfarmers Resources says it expects to be back online by early next month, but its mines are cut off from the port at Gladstone. Andrew Harrington is a commodities analyst at Patterson Securities.
By all reckoning, this is the worst flooding in memory. Probably about three quarters of the mines in the Queensland mining regions are underwater or impacted through road and rail outages.
Andrew Harrington says the floods could boost coal prices because of the expected shortage of product.
Production costs will ultimately look unattractive because if they've had to spend a lot of money to... They've produced less coal and had to spend extra money to recover and repair mine sites, the operating cost headline number might look less pretty than it otherwise would have been, but the revenue line will be much fatter because prices will be better.
There are predictions that coking coal could rise over $300 a tonne. Do you see that happening?
I think that's entirely feasible. If you look back at 2008, prices were around $100 a tonne, contract prices for coking coal. They quickly jumped to $300 a tonne as a result of the flooding that occurred in 2008. We are now in a market which is about $240 to $250 a tonne for coking coal. $300 doesn't seem like a big jump. And now that we're in a different environment with quarterly pricing rather than annual contracts, prices may move perhaps more rapidly up likewise, also perhaps come back down when things are back to normal later in the year.
The commodities analyst Andrew Harrington ending that report by Sue Lannan.